Well, guys, unfortunately and shockingly, this won't surprise anyone, but Joe Biden this week agreed to play climate reparations. Climate reparations. We're going to pay $1 billion to compensate developing countries for global warming. Now, gas-guzzling China, okay, one of, the world's largest polluter and offender of these things, despite having a huge economy, one of the fastest growing and one of the largest, right? A huge military, despite stealing probably trillions of dollars worth of American IP, running roughshod with laws designed to protect people's patents and stuff like that. Now, despite all of that, they won't have to put into this fund because they're a developing nation. So despite being the worst offender out there imaginable, I imagine India's probably up there as well, and I imagine they're not paying anything into this thing. We're going to spend another $1 billion of your money to fund this stuff. It's like being on Oprah. You know, you get $1 billion and you get $1 billion and you get $1 billion, and I'm sure going to some of these developing countries, others would refer to them as third world countries, I'm sure the money will go to a great cause, right? I'm sure it won't get siphoned off to create some really wealthy people in government who are probably corrupt. But it's there to help these developing countries tackle climate change. Now, they're not going to actually do anything to change their ways. Like, China certainly isn't, right? They can be the world's largest polluter, but they're making a lot of money, so they're not going to change anything. But the U.S. will mortgage our children's futures and livelihoods while not being the worst offenders, while allowing the worst offenders to keep going about their own business, while increasing costs to the American taxpayers and American consumers. We're going to do this to help developing countries. No one else, that's actually doing the most damage is going to contribute. So hopefully, when the House is taken over by the Republicans in January, we can stop giving out billions like they're chiclets. We can stop giving out billions to people who aren't doing anything to help themselves. And when the world's biggest offenders who want to stand on a global stage and be right there with us in all these things, and they want all the power and the prestige, they don't want to actually contribute anything, right? Because they realize taking their citizens' dollars for this is probably not good use of funds. But no, they'll take our dollars and blow it like there's no tomorrow. So guys, keep watching the nonsense. Don't let them get away with it. Call them out, and hopefully the Republicans do the right thing and stop this nonsense until the biggest offenders actually start pulling some of their own weight too. I know that's shocking. I know we're not allowed to ask people to contribute these days, right? Just those who do it naturally will have to keep doing it. And those who are the beneficiaries of it can keep being the beneficiaries. I mean, this is Democrat policy sort of in a nutshell, but let's not let them get away with it.